understand it in a way that people kind of go, yeah, I like that. And in a way that we challenge the authority of the kingdom of our enemy Satan. We've got to be overcomers in all that we do. And so I'm a strong believer that through the local church, that will be us, that the world will be changed. Amen. It's our calling to reflect who God is, and through us, we carry a message that brings hope to this community, to this town, to this nation, and this world. We're here to bear fruit in our communities through the way that we live, through the way we interact with them. And so I just want to sort of talk about that a little bit today, about what is church and where are we going. The last 18 months has been a bit of a funny time, hasn't it, in terms of church, organising it, working out what to do, how are we going to keep going, will everybody come back when we have finished this period of lockdown? And so we've had lots of time to reflect and think about how church will be. But God is always the same. God will never change. And it's how we relate to him, how we understand him working in our lives, that is really important. Loving one another is a reflection of who God is. It tells us in the word that by the way that you love one another, people will recognize God in you. He'll know that you're my disciples. And so our vision here is to just be that. We have a strap line called Live It. In other words, what's written in the word, we live it. That's our vision personally, to demonstrate God in everything we do, that our actions, our reactions, and our conversations are all wrapped up in living the truth. It's making a difference in us, and we reflect that in our community. Linda's already referred to how she's worked over the last sort of 18 months to keep in touch with the children. And I don't know about you, but whether you wondered what was going on at church and how it was all working. And many of us have worked incredibly hard to just keep it going, to just keep in touch, to just reflect some of the things that we believe here at Carmel. So I just want to show you a video, and we you will have seen this before. You probably won't remember, but you have seen this before. And it just kind of encapsulates a lot of the work that has happened pre-now. In the lockdown period. So I'm just going to ask Jed to put that on for me.
every breath you take. I choose you.
Well, we've had an amazing year, or 18 months, and you've all been part of that. You may not know everything that we've been doing, but there's other stuff as well. We did get funding from Tameside to run a winter precious fund. We got £3,000 to do that, and through that we gave away, I think, 62 food parcels, electric and gas top-ups, travel passes, Christmas food packs. We had a food store here where people were calling in all the time. We helped people with Easter eggs at Easter. We gave them away to the homeless. We had gift vouchers that we were able to give away for those at Christmas from another fund called Love Christmas, and we were able to support some of our families that we're connected with Argos gift vouchers. And it's just been an amazing year. God has just opened doors like you wouldn't believe. But we've not been able to talk about it because we haven't been together. But we're all part of this together. And I just want to say that it's just been a great year, a great support. We've had to learn new ways of communicating. And Linda's already said that she used to pester people, and she did. She used to come around to your house, kind of take your photograph. Because, you know, being together is really important. Understanding that connection that we have and maintaining it is really important. Unity is a key part of the Church of Jesus Christ, because with unity comes a real blessing. We found new ways of communicating through WhatsApp. We were praying together using WhatsApp. You were meeting in groups to pray. We messaged people. We found new ways of taking videos and editing them together. Linda and Jed spent incredible amount of time just fixing all the videos together. It used to take them a long time. And I really appreciate all that they did. As a church, we said goodbye to Madge, Irene Tansey, Anthony Forden, and Devon Burgess. And we remember them. They had a huge impact on our lives. They were part of who we are. But they are rejoicing in a new place now. And we celebrated Bill and Joe's wedding. That was our 100th one here. Last Christmas, we gave everyone a poinsettia plant. Do you remember that? Is any of them still alive? Oh, you've got two here. Oh, well done. No? I think... Oh, well done. So we won't get you one this year then. Oh, is it that big? Ours was dead within days. Yeah, I don't know how you keep them alive, but well done. You've got the gold medal there. We did a lot of work in the church building itself as well. We have new windows. Have you noticed that? Well, go outside and have a look, Jean, after the service. We've got new blinds. This whole room has been repainted. The whole of the Olive has been repainted. All the toilets have been repainted. It's been a really busy year. It's given us an opportunity to refurbish much of the building. We've got a new boiler in the Olive as well. That broke, and we've had that replaced. But God has been incredibly generous with the funding that we've received. It's just been an amazing thing. We've had funding for helping people in our community from two sources. We've had funding to support Lisa through her workers' cap. We recognised that people in debt were going to be really needy at this time, and so we managed to get funding to support her salary. We got funding to launch Sue as the manager of the cafe. We got funding to launch Steve as managing the Freedom Homes project, and we just got money because of the government, this one, because we had no income. And so any organisation that didn't have any income could apply for some funding to support them through this period, and we got £10,000 for that. So we've had an increase. In fact, we had more money last year than we've ever had before, which is, and we weren't coming around with offering bags at all, were we? It's just incredible, God's provision. And I just want us to not just reflect on that, but we always are always looking to the future as well. When we come to faith, we move from this world into the kingdom of heaven. We have a different view of what life is about its purpose, about our destiny, and about all that God wants to do through us. And in our faith life, we do face challenges. In life, we face challenges, but it's at those times when we can become battle-weary. And I don't know about you, how you felt over the last 18 months. Some people are still struggling with coming out of lockdown. They're weary. And sometimes we can feel weary because we've been through so much. It's a bit like going through this pandemic that we've had. And as church, I just want to talk to us about not becoming weary. Scripture tells us that God has plans for our lives, and we always will talk and reflect on that. He's created us to work with him, and each of us is created to fulfill a different role. We all have something to do. And that's really exciting, because no matter who you are, what you think your abilities are, what you think your capabilities are, God has got something for you to do, to connect somehow, somewhere with the plans and purposes of God for you. And often our journey, both as an individual and as a church, we can experience those difficult times. I'm going to talk about bearing a harvest. And if you've ever tried to grow anything, poinsettia, you'll know how hard it is. We hit those times and we don't know what to do, and we don't know where to go, and we feel under pressure. And any farmer, anybody trying to grow stuff will know all about how hard it is to sort of keep on top of your crop so ultimately you get a harvest. Many years ago, I tried growing potatoes very unsuccessfully, and I've never tried again. Completely given up. But that's not how God wants us to be in our walk with him. He wants us to keep on going. Paul, when he was writing to the Galatians, acknowledged that growing spiritual food is hard. It's hard to do. And sometimes we look around at everybody else and we go, well, it's all right for them, or they've got it easy, or they've got it sus, but I'm different. You know, I'm not quite there yet. And we can always look at other people and go, I'm a failure. I'm no good. But I want to tell you this morning that you have something to do, that you are called into the kingdom of God to fulfill some of the purposes of his call on your life. I just want to read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 to 14. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth around your waist and the breastplate of righteousness in place. So God has equipped us to face difficult times. He's equipped us to face opposition. But we've got to put on the armour of God. And then what we've got to do, we've got to stand. We've got to stand. That means we've got to trust in who God is. We've got to put our faith in him. And no matter what we see with our physical eyes or our thought processes, we've got to stand firm on the word of God and trust that he is with us, even when all seems lost. And I want to say that CCC, Carmel Christian Centre, has stood firm together. Our faith in God has never diminished, and we've overcome all that has thrown against us and come out victorious to the side. We have been more prosperous in the last 18 months than we have been previously, and we have stood firm on the word of God. Galatians 6 says this: whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. And I think we've seen some of that. Not only have we been good to those in our community, but we've been good to people within as well. And if you've been on the receiving end of that, and a lot of people have, you will know that people have given of their finances into your lives, that together we did all those drive-bys, which were an amazing experience, that we've kept in touch, that we have loved one another. And that is a real responsibility of each of us, because we've got to be good to all people, but especially to those who are in relationship through the church. And at times, we may feel like giving up. At times, we may not understand what is happening, and that can be a natural response. But Jesus reminded his disciples that in this world, you're going to have trouble. Okay, we keep saying that from here as well, that we will have trouble. We will experience things in our lives that are unpleasant, and that if we're not careful, can overwhelm us, so that we get into that place of we just want to give up. But as believers, we've been equipped with the Holy Spirit, who encourages us and reminds us of God's provision in every circumstance in life. He's given us everything we need for life and godliness. God has never changed. His heart to us is that he's given us everything, and we've got to access that through the Holy Spirit. We've got to be determined to receive all that God has got for us. So it's our job not to give up. If you want God to produce something in your life, don't grow weary. If you want to see God transform you, don't grow weary. If you want to reach your destiny in God, don't grow weary. Do not grow weary, because at the proper time, you will receive a harvest. And as a church, at the proper time, we will reap a harvest. We want to see God produce fruit in our community. What is that fruit? Well, it's more than just giving things away. It's more than just supplying the physical things that people need. We want to see captives set free. We want to see the brokenhearted comforted. We want to see broken families brought together in unity, to see our town healed of all the destruction that sin brings. We can't grow weary if that's what we want. Because when we grow weary, our focus is lost and our faith diminishes. We're doing the good things and we will receive a harvest. As I've reflected sort of week by week over the last 18 months, I'm just amazed at this church. I'm just amazed. I'm so proud of all that together that you've achieved as church. Everyone has contributed by standing firm and not growing weary. This is a church, and I've put in here, we've got backbone. We don't crumble. We don't give up. We've got a heart that wants to see a harvest in our town, and we are not going to grow weary. we're going to keep on going for God. We're a church of unity, and from unity comes a blessing. When we gather together and worship, there's a unity there, and a blessing comes. The presence of God is amongst us, and we experience God working in our lives. And there is something about meeting together, and this is a hard one for some people at the moment because of obviously all that's happened. Some people still in that coming out stage. But there is something about meeting together that is really important. And Ephesians 4 says this, "Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament, it grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work." And so as we come together and as we engage with God and we do our little bit, it causes growth. It causes maturity as we stand firm together. If we're ever feeling weary, and sometimes we do, then we go to the one who gives life. We go to our way maker, our promise keeper, and ask him just to fill us once again with his presence. He's given us the Holy Spirit, who is our encourager, is our strengthener. He reveals truth to our hearts. And so when we feel that we are just overwhelmed with whatever, we go to him who's our way maker. We go to him who can break circumstances, who can bring miraculous answers to our prayers. That's always where we go. But being together is important because it's a catalyst for God to work in us as church. And so as we look back, we're always looking forward as well. And we'll look forward to launching our Freedom Homes. We're looking forward to the fruit of that. We want to see people's lives transformed and set free. We look forward to God filling this place with people who are seeking him because of they recognize that God is part of who we are. We always say that if you come here, you will experience something of God, and I truly believe that. Because as we gather together and his presence is amongst us, he begins to speak to our hearts, and he speaks to the hearts of those that come in and reveals himself to them. So I just want to really, as launching the new Sunday morning, which is really the old Sunday morning, we're starting at 10:30, things are getting going. The building is busy every day. We're busier now than we've ever been. It's just a real busy place, but we want God to be the center of all that. We're not growing weary in doing good. We're keeping going because we want to harvest at the right time. And I'd just like us all to stand together as we pray and commit this place, our hearts, to all that God has got for us. Father God,